Blog Talk Radio. All right.
So, all right, let's go. February 22nd, all up in your area. How y'all feeling, man? I hope y'all feel like real men and women should. Listen, we have a somewhat controversial show for y'all this afternoon, and I want to see what y'all think about it. We're going to get into it. We're going to talk a little bit about unity. We're going to talk about protection. We're going to talk about our obligation as a family, as lovers, as friends, to make sure that each other are protected out there in the world. When we are in the army, when we are out there as an army of two or more, out there in the war of the world. So that's what we're talking about this afternoon on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. So let's get it popping. What we're actually talking about, as far as the title of the show is concerned, is how far can a man go to protect his woman? How far can a man go to protect his woman? You know, on a personal note, I feel that a man should protect his woman against all threats at all times. You know, as black men, we have a lot against us. And the cameras are always on us. The eyes of the world are always on us to see how we are going to perform, how we are going to conduct ourselves in times of stress, in times of danger, in times of when duty needs to be performed. And sometimes I think that we go too far. Sometimes I think that we come up short. And sometimes I think that it's rare that we actually get it exactly right in the court of public opinion. And it is the court of public opinion that seems to matter the most to us, because it's the court of public opinion that is able to be controlled the least. In actual criminal court, civil court, or whatever, we are able to know exactly what the rules are. So as long as we act within the parameters of those rules, then we will reign victorious. When we act in the court of public opinion, we find out that in court, public opinion cannot weigh in our favor. They can't even testify on our behalf. And most of the time, they wouldn't do it anyway. So I'm saying all of that to say this. What level of obligation does a man have to protect his woman when they are out there in these streets, maybe even in the home? You know how it goes. How many women have complained about their man not protecting them or not speaking up for them or taking up for them against their own family members? Like, let's say if a man and a woman are going together, or if they're married or whatever, and that woman may not be so popular with his family. Maybe his sister don't like his girl. Maybe his mom don't like his girl. Maybe none of the family is satisfied with his choice of woman. Kind of like on some Kobe Bryant shit. When Kobe was alive, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant, but his parents did not approve of him marrying the woman that he chose. So Kobe kind of went against the grain and against his own family, and it caused a rift between he and his family, a rift, a separation, and an estrangement from his family because of his woman. Now, I've seen this play out on personal levels within my family. I've seen some people go through this. But when it's a situation where your family doesn't like your woman or your wife or whatever, you know, they might throw jabs or say things about her in your presence to see how you're going to handle it. And they may even say things or pick fun or do things that are disrespectful to her right while she's there and you're there. Well, how are you going to handle that, black man? How are you going to handle it? I think a man should, first of all, make sure that all of the pre, how do I want to say it? The work is done beforehand to ensure that his woman will be respected by the family. So he needs to make sure his family understands that, listen, this is my woman. I love her. She loves me. We're together. So if y'all are uncomfortable with that and we're having a family function or when I bring her around, if y'all going to be acting all crazy, then I'm either not going to bring her around or y'all going to have to be prepared to be checked if y'all act out of line when it comes to her. Because if she's not disrespecting y'all or trying to disrespect y'all, I'm not going to let y'all disrespect her. The same way that I wouldn't let anybody disrespect y'all if I'm around and somebody outside of the family or within the family who was wrong tried to come at y'all. Well, we're not doing that. I think that's what a man needs to do up front. Don't let your woman come into a war zone of your family or your friends or your coworkers or anywhere. I think that when a man and a woman are together, they are what they are. They are one and two, but they really just one. One. So the way I feel is ain't nobody going to talk to my woman any old kind of way or definitely not going to put hands on her, you know, while we're out. But we have an issue. We have an issue that needs to be addressed in all of this because the level of force that may need to be applied when protecting someone can be the difference between being seen as the protector or being seen as the aggressor. You know what I'm saying? Now, let me be clear. I don't think that a man should have to, you know, let everybody know beforehand, like, yo, anybody put your hands, this is my girl, and anybody put their hands on her or look at her any kind of way or talk to her sideways, I'm going up in your mouth. That's extreme. And it's probably really unnecessary unless it's like a situation where, you know, you was messing with a girl who has some kind of real deformity where even kids are going to be like, Mom, why she look like that? She look like a monster. You know how kids are. Kids going to let it fly, you know what I mean? You know, they can be so cruel. So cruel. Kids can be so cruel. But outside of that, I think that a man should make sure that people know that that's his woman, that's his right arm or left arm if he's left-handed or whatever, however y'all do it. And, you know, nobody ain't going to disrespect her, because if you disrespect her, you're disrespecting us and we ain't having it. So that's what I want to address today. How far can a man go to protect his woman? You know, because he may have to protect his woman against threats that may be male and that may be female. How can a man protect his woman against another female? Well, let's take our time with this one. We can walk, not run, to this whole situation. But I want to talk to y'all about this today, so let's get it popping, 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 popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752, and this is Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We do this every single Saturday from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Saturday, and it is a Saturday. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss, and fight, go back and forth with each other. Bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Urban Therapy with Sus Show. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. So as we soldier on, as we talk about this topic today, I want to hear from y'all. What's going on, Stacey White? How are you? And T. Carey Wright, morning, noon, and night. What's going on? Glad to see y'all here. What do y'all think about this topic? You know, does this hit close to home for any of y'all like it does for me? And listen, man, I love my peoples. I love my peoples, and I love my woman. I don't fucking play. You know what I'm saying? But I've had to learn not to play. I've had to learn the hard way that when you're out there in the world, you don't fucking let nobody think that it's okay or that you're going to let somebody put hands or put extremely bad feelings on anybody that you're with. That's your woman, that's your children, that's your mom, that's your dad, that's your brothers and your sisters, that's your friends, whatever. People should know that when you are around, that you're going to hold it down for them. Because if you're not out with people who you would hold it down for, then you shouldn't be out with them. That's how I feel now. If I wouldn't protect you verbally or physically, then I shouldn't be out with you. That's it. Now, I'm not no warrior. I'm not out there trying to protect everybody, you know, protect everybody's honor. I know people do some real messed up shit out there. I know that people do a lot of things like throwing rocks and hiding hands. I've seen it. I know too much about it. And I don't advocate for that or stand up for that. However, I sign a mental contract whenever I appear in public with somebody. I signed a mental contract. You understand what I'm saying? I've already decided mentally that, all right, this person is okay for me to be out in public with. And so if things should go left some kind of way, I've already obligated myself to make sure that I at least de-escalate the situation. If I can't de-escalate the situation and the person that I'm out with ain't wrong, then I'm going to have to handle my business. I've also had to sign a mental contract about what if they are wrong? Well, I have to use my measuring stick to see how wrong they were. So, what up, y'all? Let me throw the specs on so I can see what y'all are talking about. Welcome, everybody, to the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. How far can a man go to protect his woman? How far can a man go to protect his woman? How far should a man go to protect his woman, his queen, his foundation, his wisdom? Don't nobody put their hands on my wisdom. All right. TK Wright says 100 at settling the foundation of respect. Stacey White says we can't have our partners looking foolish. TK Wright says the extreme is sometimes necessary if the family tends to be rude or if they know something about the woman's past. I think a man has to listen. You shit, that man might know something about his woman's past. How many men out there right now dealing with a hoe? You knew she was a hoe. She might still be a hoe, but that's your hoe. That's yours. You with her? That's it, nigga. You signed on. You signed on. You knew she was a hoe when you got with her. She did all kinds of hoe shit to make you get with her. That's why you with her. You like the hoe with her. You just wanted to be your own personal hoe. Like, I don't want you out there hoeing with nobody else. You my hoe. My hoe. So, yeah, I need all that hoe experience that you attracted me with. You know? You know what I mean? You know, You know, I mean, can no nigga really affect? I mean, really, can no nigga really reject or defend himself against the affectionate nature of a hoe? You know, hoes are affectionate. They'd be like, well, I know you want to do it to me, and I'll let you, and it's real nice and good, too. You know, I'm just saying. Hoes talk nice. No, they stroke your ego, all that little shit. So you already knew what you was getting into when you took her around your family. You might have coached her like, listen, my people is rough around the edges, and they really, you know, they really bang with me like that. So, you know what I mean? They scrutinize any woman that's with me because they know I've been hurt in the past or whatever. And they don't want to see me down. They don't want to see me hurt. So if they act a little crazy, you know what I'm saying? Just fall back a little bit, but I'm going to handle it. I ain't going to let nothing, you know, but really I think they'll like you anyway. Cause you know, the last girl that was with me, she was a hoe too. And you know what I mean? And she was a bigger hoe than you. You really reformed, you know what I'm saying? So everything should be all right. But if drinks are being served and people start to, you know, ask you questions that make you uncomfortable, whatever, just know I got you. Don't worry. Everything cool. A man should do something like that. You got to be a unit. You know what I mean? You have to be a unit. Y'all have to be an army of two out there in the war of the world. Y'all on the front lines out there against people. People will disrespect, you know, y'all in the market, y'all in the laundromat, y'all in the movies, y'all out to dinner. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I know that I've put men in compromising positions before where he was going to have to do something. I'll tell y'all about that in a minute. TK Wright says, I'm saying that he may need to tell his family, don't start no shit. Yup. Exactly. And she also says, is there ever a situation where the man should not involve himself in protecting his woman? Wow. You kind of put the ball right back in my court. I'm going to tell you this. My initial answer is yes. There are some situations where a man may not be obligated to protect his woman because he may know that his woman is super foul. You know what I mean? Like, in a situation where... wait a minute. A situation where a man knows that his woman is disrespectful, where she might be manipulative, where she might be mean-spirited, where she might be deliberate, he might have to, you know, let her learn her lessons. Now, I don't think that he should step aside and let her get her ass whooped. No. But she might have to hear some things that she might not want to hear. Like if your woman is a liar and she always lying on people or spreading rumors and all of that kind of stuff, and she gets put on the hot seat, I don't think it's on you to protect her. You might have to just let her, you know, take her bumps and bruises. Now, some people might say, well, you know, you're contradicting yourself, O, because you said that he should protect her at all times when they out in the world, and you said that y'all would you would handle your business privately. Well, I didn't get to that part yet, did I? Okay. Well, when it's time to get into that situation. In a situation where you know that your woman is wrong, or your friend is wrong, or your peoples are wrong. If it's a violent situation, then you got to fight with them. There's no exceptions. But in a situation where they might have to hear some things that they don't want to hear, or they might have to explain some things that they would rather not have to explain, you might have to let them get that. Because they being messy And if you protect somebody who's messy, then they're going to keep you in mess all the time. And that could be bad for your health. You could have people being all up on you, like you're facilitating bad behavior, promoting bad behavior, you know, being messy along with somebody else. So, yeah, your girl's out there lying on people, spreading rumors about people, unfounded, and she gets confronted like, listen, you know, look, ain't going to be no hands being put on nobody, but we need to get this shit straightened the fuck out. Well, yeah, that's not time for a man to protect his woman. He needs to make sure that she's physically protected, but it ain't time for him to be like, no, y'all can't say nothing to her, or y'all can't, nope. Mm-mm. Let her prove her way out of that. Get herself out of it. If she in the right, it shouldn't be hard. I didn't say that about her, or I didn't say this about them, or now I'm not lying, or I didn't do this. Yeah, so in a violent situation, I think he has to protect her. Because if he doesn't protect her, it's not going to be good for his soul. You know what I mean? It's not. A nigga got to do what he got to do in order to protect his peace. I don't see how a man can feel good about himself if he didn't fight in a situation where he left his brother or his sister behind. Like, you ran from this situation and let your woman get her ass whooped, or your man get his ass whooped because you were scared. Well, if there were guns involved, I can understand it. Two dead people ain't no better than one. If y'all don't have a weapon and somebody else has a weapon like a gun, but with a knife, nope. You have to cut both of us up. I'm sorry. Because if two people can't stop one person with a knife, we gonna have to put it in the Lord's hands. Like, either that nigga was Puerto Rican or he was O.J. Simpson. Respectfully. Respectfully. Because I don't know if O.J. did that. But whoever did it in O.J.'s name, O.J. got arrested for it. You know what I mean? So other than that, if he ain't a samurai or a ginsu, a ninja, two people should be able to handle a knife situation, even if they both just stand back. Like, you go high, I go low. You know, you hit him from the top, I'll get his legs. He ain't going to be able to cut that much. You know what I'm saying? He might buck 51 of us, you know, and you know, poke one of us up or whatever, but we going to get him. But yeah, man, you know, how far can a man go to protect this woman? You know, I think there's certain conversations that a man should have with his woman before they ever go out there into the world. Like, I don't care if I'm just out on a date. If me and you are out on a date, you are my business. Even if you don't give me no ass, like, let's say it's the first time we went out, you know what I'm saying? You ain't giving no ass, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm like, yeah, I'm salty and all of that, but I ain't gonna let you get beat up though. You know what I mean? And this is recognizing that some women habitually and continually and consistently put their men in situations to have to protect them. And that's dangerous. That's dangerous. That's what you don't want in this world is a goddamn Darla or a goddamn olive oil. You know, that type of woman, this is the kind of woman I don't want. I don't want the type of woman that will get into an argument with a man and then call me on the phone like, Omar, this dude over here talking all reckless to me, and he called me a bitch, or he talking about he gonna beat me up and all of that kind of stuff, and she lying. And I've known females to do this shit. Lie to their man about, you know, how a man either addressed her, or actually say that he touched her or some shit like that, or some Emmett Till shit. It's problematic on all levels. Problematic. I've been in that situation. And I don't welcome it. You know, I've told y'all about the situation where I was in the park with my daughter. She was 2 years old at the time. At the oldest, she was three. Matter of fact, let's call it three. I think she was two. She was born in 96. Was that 2008 or 2009? All right. Anyway, so me and my baby used to go around the corner to the park. Well, I would take her to various parks around the city. So we went to the park, and my baby is climbing up the slide board. You know how little kids will slide down the slide board, and then they'll climb back up the slide board to slide back down instead of climbing up the ladders of the sliding board. Well, my baby is climbing up the sliding board, and this little boy, he must have been about 7, maybe 8 years old, and he threw something at my baby as she was walking, as she was climbing up the sliding board. Now I'm witnessing this. I can't remember what he threw at her, but it wasn't like a piece of paper. He threw something at her, like an object. Now I'm almost blowing my top. My eyes almost popped out of my head. And so I went to the young boy. I said, "Yo," first I yelled to let him know that she ain't out here by herself. I said, "Yo," and he scared him. I said, "Yo, man," I said, "yo, don't do that no more. Don't you do that." He goes and tells his sister, wait, or did his sister see it? There were two girls that were with him that either witnessed what happened. They called their mom or went to go get their mom. The mom comes around the playground. I'm watching this whole shit play out. I see the mom come from down the street, come into the playground. She comes over to me. "Did you have something to say to my son?" First of all, I didn't like the way she addressed me. Because as a decent parent, what you should have said was, you know, something like, "Listen, my kids told me that a man was around here, you know, addressing them in an inappropriate manner, and they saying this to you. Do you know something about it?" That's what that's how I think it better should have been handled. But no, she was all irate. She's very, very much on some ratchet shit. "Yeah, you had something to say to my son?" I said, "Who's your son?" She said, she pointed, the details are a little sketchy, but it wound up with me saying, I never even explained to her what happened because she was too much off the chain. She was already too disrespectful. So I said, well, I said what I had to say to the young boy. So that's that. And she ain't like that. I didn't break down for her. Or, you know, I could have took the route like, sister, it wasn't like that. You know what happened, blah, blah. I could have took that route, but that ain't me. And so I ain't do it. So now, you know, the next man, seeing how this is going down, because I knew Somebody else is coming into that playground. Now, I probably should have rolled out of the playground. I should have took my baby and said, all right, look, let me get the fuck on the body here. But that would have made me feel like a punk. I don't do that. So that was really not a good decision. But anyway, so I stayed in the park, in the playground. My baby's still playing. Now I'm looking, now I'm on notice. I'm left and right in it. Mm-hmm. I see this dude come down the street the same direction as I saw they mother come down the street. He coming down the street. This nigga looked like he just came home from jail. I said, ah, shit. Now, physically, I'm not worried about no nigga. Because at this time, I was, you know, you think I'm big now? This was all, it wasn't all this fat. That shit was straight muscle. I'm tank topped up, same chains and all of that shit. I see him coming. I said, I see where this is going. So, put my shit in my pocket. I seen him talk to these young boys at the entrance of the playground. And they like, I saw him point towards my way. Like, yeah, that's him over there. I'm like, okay. So here he comes. I'm reading his body language. He ready. I said, all right, listen. I said, my man, before anything gets out of hand, let me just tell you this. I said, you see that little girl over there? He said, yeah. I said, that's my daughter. I said, when she was, I said, she 2 or 3 years old. When she was walking up, climbing up the sliding board, the little boy over there, I don't know if that's your son, but he threw a tennis ball at her. He threw a tennis ball at her and threw it at her back. Nobody told the mom, nobody told him that's what happened. This man's whole demeanor changed when I told him that. He went from looking like an angry, you know what I mean, I'm going to kill this dude, to what? Because his sense of protection kicked in. Now, he called the young boy over, and he said, did you throw a ball at that little girl? And the little boy is like, I said, yo, young boy, don't lie. Don't lie. You just tell him what happened. He was like, but I ain't really mean to blah, blah, blah. So me and the boy, you know, we worked it out. He wound up shaking my hand. This nigga ain't really want it. He ain't want it with me. I ain't want it with him, but I knew if I wanted, I wasn't going to just be fighting him. This nigga knew everybody in that playground. That ain't around my way. He didn't even step to me by himself. He had like 2 or 3 young boys with him. All I had on me was my trusty blade. So I was already seeing this whole situation and how it was going to play out. Because I was like, damn, I need to get my baby to safety. Because I don't want her to see what's going to go down with her father. I don't want to see her I don't want her to see that level of violence coming from me, whether it's in offense or defense. Because I'm like, I can't get my ass kicked with my baby there. It can't happen. She can't be traumatized like that. At the same time, I can't beat and cut these motherfuckers up. Because she can't be traumatized like that. So I really wanted to put my baby in the car. but I didn't have time. So I'm saying all that to say this. Those kids lied to their mom. The mom lied to their to her man. And he came and did what he was supposed to do. But luckily, cooler heads prevailed. Had I been less built, I think it would have went differently. That nigga might have yoked me up. But he already saw, like, shit, jail or no jail. This don't look like a good fight. This nigga look like one of them bombs is going, this is going to hurt. So. So, TK, right, says, what did the ratchet mom say after the truth about what happened? Now, I don't know if the mom ever caught the truth, but I'm sure, I know her man went and told her what happened. Like, yo, man, you sent me around here, you know, to step to this man. Y'all ain't tell me that let's call him Jason. Y'all ain't tell me Jason hit the little girl with the ball. And she probably said, well, I ain't know that either. You know what I mean? But he could have told me that. He ain't tell me that. He was just... So I'm sure he had to go back to the lab and explain how come I ain't get beat up. Shit, maybe he saved face and told her, yeah, I beat that motherfucker up. You know what I mean? I slammed that nigga. He won't do that no more. All right. But that's a separate issue. But it's the same issue. Because if the question is, you know, are there times when you shouldn't protect, where a woman shouldn't be protected by her man? It's sketchy. It's sketchy. In a violent situation where she's being threatened with violence, he gotta, you know, he can't let no other man put hands on his woman. No way. No. Verbally, he might have to fall back. He might have to let her get her just desserts if she's wrong. If she's wrong. But yeah, it's man, I ain't gonna lie. That situation with Ayana and the playground, it weighed heavily on me. Cause my adrenaline was through the roof. I was definitely in fight or flight mode. But that ain't the first time that some chick has, you know, lied to her man about my interaction with her and told him, you know, you got to go defend my honor. That man said he said he was going to whoop my ass, and he told me to go get my man. You don't know what a woman would go tell her man to make him, you know, jump into. I'm gonna go get this nigga mode, but people are in the grave over this, and way too many people in prison over this, and I ain't with it. That's not a good look. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I'm your host, Sun752, and we're talking about how far can a man go to protect his woman? How far can a man go to protect his woman? GK Wright says, after I moved to PA, my ex-husband let his family talk down to me. After we married, he defended me and drew lines in the sand. He shouldn't have let him talk shit about you from the beginning. You either with a woman or you ain't. You either with him or you ain't. A man might be obligated to protect a woman that's not his woman. But his woman, you got to do it. Because both of y'all are weak. If both of y'all are seen as weak, then nobody will ever respect your relationship. And that's not a good look. It's not a good look for your relationship, your union. to not be respected by other people. That's not good. Make it look like y'all together for nothing. TK Wright also says, meanwhile, I verbally defended him or diffused situations for him with and against other men and women. Yeah. And that's when it hurts the most, when you stand up or stand for someone who just lets you get caught out there, lets you fall by the wayside. They're not willing to put their dukes up for you, and you already nursing sore knuckles or a broken hand because you done fucking knocked all the pins down in the bowling alley. You done knocked all the pins down in the proverbial bowling alley of defenders or offenders. Yeah, I knocked out 8 of them. I split the 2. The other 2 ran. But yeah, man, you know, what do y'all think? What do y'all think? All right. Here's what I want to ask y'all. When I ask how far can a man go to protect his woman, what if it's against another woman? Here's where it gets sketchy. Can a man defend his woman against another woman? Every woman that a man gets with might not be able to protect herself. You know, when my dad was married to my stepmom, I remember thinking to myself, like, I hope she never gets into a situation that's physical. Because you know how some people you underestimate, like you might not think they can get busy, but they might surprise you and get busy. And some people you know, they're going to take that ass whooping and ain't nothing they're going to be able to do about it. Even a person who cannot fight good might fight spirited enough to win. A person that cannot fight good might fight spirited enough to win. In other words, they might have the strength, the size, and the energy to fight. They just might not have the skill. Like they can't hit a moving target, or they don't have defense. They can't bob, weave, duck. They don't have no footwork. They don't, you know what I mean? They can't make somebody tired enough to be able to get licks in. But you know how you might know like a big Okie nigga and be like, yo, that motherfucker can't really fight. He ain't really got no skills, but you don't want to catch one of them bombs. You know, that shit coming from here on some movie shit. Ah, boom. It don't matter if that motherfucker hits you in the pinky toe. He's taking you out like, oh, God. Ah. That nigga hit you in the toe and you holding your face. Oh, so, oh. Like, yo, what's wrong? Fight's over. Somebody break this up. He trying to kill me. Yeah, he might be that cock diesel. He might be that cock diesel. Like, the nigga punched you in the hair. Ain't no nerves in your hair. Shit. Y'all ain't feel, he must have caught some of my scalp or something. The nigga had a high top fade. Blonde on top, brown down the bottom. He hit you on the blonde top. But the force of his punch was so strong. I felt the pain in my hair. They went down in my head. I had a splitting headache. That's how hard he swung. You ever been on the shoulder of the road? You ever been driving and you had to pull over to the shoulder of the road for whatever reason? You know, you had to pull over to the shoulder of the road. Maybe you had a tire blowout. Maybe somebody in the car had to pee so bad that they couldn't wait until you got went to an off ramp or, you know, a rest stop or something like that. whatever reason you had to pull over to the side of the road. You know, like when other cars are riding past you on the, when you are on the shoulder of the road, you feel the force. It's like you feel the ground shake below you. It's like, damn, these cars ain't bigger than mine, but they feel like they're moving your car. And God forbid you get out of the car. You know, 18-wheelers, SUVs, you know, trucks and stuff. Even smaller cars, when they ride by your car, you feel the force. That might be what you feel when somebody swings at you and misses. And you like, I don't want to catch one of them. I ain't trying to catch one of them. He's throwing bolos. So, I'm saying all that to say this. What if your woman can't fight? She might be a great mom. She might be a great lover. She might be a great partner. But she's not a fighter. And she might have pissed somebody off who is. Now you like, damn, I can't let my baby get beat up. And you know that in a fair fight, that's what's going to happen. But you might have to let a fair one go on. Now, what do you do in a situation? What does a man do in a situation where his woman does not want to fight? Let's say another woman is the aggressor and she's trying to fight your woman. And your woman is like, listen, I don't know what you're talking about. You know what I mean? You know, but I'm not trying to fight you. Now, if the woman keeps coming towards your woman and trying to fight her, and your woman is like, baby, I don't know what the fuck is going on here. Why is she attacking me? What does a man do in that situation? What do y'all think a man should do in that situation? Where his woman cannot or will not fight against someone who is a woman who is trying to fight her. So some woman is trying to put hands on your sweetheart, on your wife, on your baby, on your boo, on your joint. What does a man do? What do y'all think from a female's perspective? What should a man do in that situation? What should he do, y'all? Give me something. TK Wright says, what are our expectations of protection when it comes to our men? And she says, the man should try to defuse the situation. I think that that's probably the number one answer. You know, he should, I think that that's how he should protect his woman. I think his number one obligation right then and there is to make sure that nobody lays hands on his woman. Like, listen, shorty, I don't know what's going on here or whatever, but listen, my woman ain't trying to fight you. You know what I mean? Y'all can talk it out, but I'm not going to let you put hands on her. Like, so back the fuck up off of her, because it's not going to be no fighting. We not fighting. We grown. We old enough to be able to work this situation out. You know, without violence. But seriously, everybody back the fuck up off of her. Like, ain't gonna be no fighting. That's what I would do. Like, look, ain't nobody putting no hands on my woman. Now, what should a man do if the other woman insists on putting hands on his woman? Like, she like, no, that bitch gonna fight me. So you got your girl behind you, all scared and shit, and the girl is trying to punch around you. What does a man do then? What does he do, y'all? The aggressive woman is not listening to any voice of reason, and she ain't trying to hear that the girl ain't gonna fight her. So she's trying to get some licks in. Well, I know what I would do. I would, you know, like I said, ain't gonna be no blows exchanged. But if you punching around me, now you touching me. You touching me. So what I would do is I would, you know, like I might have to throw a little elbow, give you a little shoulder block, and let you know, like, listen, I don't want this. My girl's not fighting you. My wife's not fighting you. You're going too far. You're going too far because you putting hands on me trying to get to her. So, you know, this is not a good look. This is a bad situation. Bad, bad, bad. Carrie Wright says, hopefully it'll teach her how to defuse a situation properly. And she also says, blocking stance and then get your girl away from the situation. Exactly. Blocking stance. Like, I had to throw a shoulder. I had to throw an elbow. But what if the chick is strong? My girl might not want to fight her because this big bitch is. She got stud energy over here. You know what I mean? She got stud take titties down energy. You know how studs be trying to hide their big titties, taping them bitches down and shit. And like, this chick thinks she could take me out, let alone my girl. Well, some men would handle that like, well, since you want to be a man, you won't get your chance today. Welcome to the Terror Dome. I'm uncomfortable with that. But I am comfortable with saying that I'm going to make sure that my girl don't get touched. Now, you know, hopefully God is looking out for us otherwise. But I'm trying to make sure that mine don't get touched. Not one single hair on her head, as Beanie Siegel said in State Property. But, man, it's hard for a black man, you know, it is, it's hard for a black man because in a situation like this, this is a test. This is a test of his resolve, a test of his strength, a test of his ability to be able to defuse a situation. This is a really big test on his manhood. Whatever you consider manhood to be, this is a test against that. And while you're on this world stage, everybody probably ain't going to clap for this. The question is, whether they applaud your performance or not, will they continue to buy your records or watch your movies afterwards? Look at Will Smith. Look at Will Smith. Will so-called protected his wife's honor against Chris Rock. And got violent with a man who wasn't getting violent with his woman. Now, as much as I'm tired of this situation, it separated people on what a black man should do concerning the protection of his wife or his woman. If you are pro Will Smith, you say that's what Chris Rock got for disrespecting a man's woman. So Will did what he had to do to protect his wife. If you're pro Chris Rock, you say that man's job is to tell jokes, and he tells jokes about every goddamn person, And there's no way that he deserved to have hands put on him. And Will Smith wasn't doing nothing but capping. Capping and slapping. And he was wrong. And I have no more respect for him at all. It's over. So people, I've heard people say, see, everybody always complains about black men not protecting their woman. And then when a black man steps up and protects his woman in front of the whole world, now they want to say that he was wrong for doing it. Damned if you do, damned if you don't, black man. Now, what would have happened if Will never got out of his seat? What do y'all think? I mean, just speculate for a second. You know, in hindsight, we'll never know what would have happened definitely if Will hadn't gotten up, walked over, and slapped Chris Rock. But what if he hadn't? What if he just stayed in his seat and just sort of looked like, you know what, I'm a holler at Chris later. What do y'all think would have happened? Would anybody have been upset about that? Do you think the narrative would have been like, damn, he dissed your woman right in front of you. You ain't do shit. Somehow, I don't think that would have been the narrative. Somehow, I don't think so. I do not think that Will would have come under fire for not physically handling the situation. You know, Will could have yelled out from it without getting up out of his chair. He could have yelled up at Chris Rock like, yo, you skating on thin ice, boy. Tell your jokes and get the fuck off stage. Could have done that. Could have. People would have still been like, oh, boy. Yeah, I mean, maybe the headline would have been like, Will Smith checks Chris Rock while he's hosting the Oscars over joke over his wife, over joke about his wife. Maybe that might have, you know, he might have still been able to get the same level of respect like, yo, watch it, boy. Watch it. Not funny. Watch it. So maybe have to see you backstage. And people might have laughed like, could have still came out the winner. Could have still came out the winner in that way. So things happen, man. You know, like, what would have happened if Will didn't physically react? He would have still won an award that night. He still would have been the winner that night. I don't think with that slap, he was the winner. He lost a lot. He lost a lot in terms of respect, in terms of endorsement. He lost money. So, what did Caddyite say? Okay. Caddyite says, funny thing, this woman almost hit my son with her car and then became the aggressor. Her husband was like, we don't want none. Told his wife to shut up. His wife was dead wrong. Now she might. Now you never know. His wife could have been drinking. He might have known that she was on drugs. You know. TK Wright says she was talking shit, but never got out of her car. Out of the car. I was on a 20 the whole time. He took a good look at the situation in that short time and knew he couldn't win. He couldn't win. She was wrong. She almost hit you. She almost caused a violent accident, and then you want to talk shit. TK Wright says, I don't believe that Will Smith protected her honor. He was a participant in the folly and then made a fool out of himself. I looked at it that way too, but I know that you've seen commentary to the contrary. Even to this day, a whole year and change later, people are saying, yeah, he protected his wife. He did what he was supposed to do for his wife. And I know that some of those people who are saying that shit, they wouldn't have done no shit like that. Oh, punk motherfucker. G.K. Wright also says, what if he had stayed in his seat and continued to laugh at the jokes? There might have been memes showing Will laughing with the caption, this is for August, this is for August, bitch. You know what? That's funny and fucking true. That's funny and true. But I really don't think that there would have been any backlash if he had stayed in his seat. We'll never know, but I don't think it would have. Because Chris Rock cuts on people, teases people. This is not the first time he's ever done it to other celebrities. He talks shit. He's a comedian. He's a host. That's what they do. And Will, nobody should understand that more than Will Smith. So I guess we can only really go off of what happened, what actually happened. But yeah, man, you know, I wanted to tackle this situation today. I wanted to, you know, get on this topic and see, you know, like, what y'all think? How far can a man go to protect his woman? How far can he go? What are his limitations? What should be totally inexcusable or unacceptable for a man in terms of his woman? Now, and you know what? Before I even think about terminating this conversation, I need to flip it back. Because if I say that a man and a woman are an army of two when they out there on the front lines of the world, what about women who protect their men? How far can a woman or should a woman be permitted to protect her man? What if a woman knows that her man is in danger? Should she jump in and help him? Now, I'm not talking about a situation where her man might be might be exchanging words with another man. I don't think that a woman should jump in like, well, you was blah, blah, blah. Like, because I'll tell my woman, like, nah, fall back, babe. And a conversation with men talking to men, no, don't do that. Because to me, that's disrespect. You're disrespecting me by making it look like you have to jump in and defend me with another man. It's kind of emasculating, so I'm not talking about that. But in a situation where things might get violent between me and another man or me and other men, what should a woman do? Or I'll ask, what would another woman do? Should she be ready to pin up her hair, you know what I mean, grease up her face and get busy also? Or should she, you know, get out of harm's way so at least he only has to worry about himself while he's duking it out, pugging it out, fighting back or whatever? What do y'all think? What should he do? I mean, what should she do? I ain't gonna lie, man. Most women that I've been involved with, they be ready to get busy right along with me. Like, we ain't come out here for no smoke. But if you get into a fight, I'm jumping the fuck in. So just be prepared for me to jump on a nigga back. And I don't give a fuck if you winning. You gonna overwin. What do y'all think? What about that? How far should or could a woman go to protect her man? You know, should she concentrate more on making sure that he doesn't have to protect her while he's protecting himself? Or is it like, well, you fuck with my man, it's like you fucking with my kids. So that means you fucking with me and we gonna fuck you up. If you knock out him, you're gonna have to knock me out. It's going to be hard with me being on your back, squeezing your neck, covering your, trying to scratch your eyes out, or however we do. Like, he went high, I went low. I'm biting you on your ankles. I'm tearing that shit up. You know what I mean? Neck bones, pig feet, cow foot. What y'all got for that? What do y'all think? How far can a woman go to protect or to defend her man while they out there in the world? Now, I ain't talking about in the crib. Out there in the world where, you know, there are real live threats out there. I got real ops out here, man. I got real ops. What do y'all think? Other than that, then we about to do these birthday shout-outs, and we going to get out of here. Get out of here. It was supposed to rain and thunderstorm today. It actually looks a little sunny. Maybe a little overcast, a little sunny. You know what I mean? I'm going to let y'all get to y'all beautiful day. Hopefully it's a beautiful day wherever y'all are out in the world. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. April 22nd, they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Valerie Williams turning 50 years old today. Happy birthday, Valerie. And also Vianney Shenedu. Happy birthday to you. And Melanie Kiefer turning 35 years old today. And Nikki Miller Hazard, happy birthday to you. And Diva Gordon, happy birthday to you. And Dawn Pretty, happy birthday. And Andrea Lawson, turning 50 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And my girl, DeCarla Borden. DeCarla. Happy birthday to you. And Cherie Moore, turning 43 years old today. And last but not least, my girl, Andrea, Angie Williams. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all. And anyone else out there who shares his birthday on his glorious. April 22nd. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, when a man loves a woman, a man got to protect his woman. He got to protect his wisdom. He got to protect his sweetie. He got to protect his boo. He got to protect his baby. And that's whether it's his romantic woman, whether it's his daughter, his mom, his sisters, girl cousins, girl friends, whatever, home girls, whatever. The character of a man will be judged somewhat fairly by the way that he treats the women in his life. If he shits on them or abandons them when they are in their greatest times of need, then you kind of see, you have a pretty clear window into the soul of that man. It's not a good look. We know that there are extenuating circumstances that can keep you from reacting or can make you overreact. But for the most part, you got to get the job done. Protecting your woman doesn't necessarily mean hurting someone else. And defending your woman doesn't always mean hurting someone else either. But the mission should be to eliminate the threat, to stop the threat. No woman should be in fear of her safety or her health or her life while she's out with another man. Because in my opinion, if she has to worry about someone hurting her when she has you, then she don't need you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, brother. This is bigger than you being afraid of mice and you jumping up on chairs when you see a little rodent fella. This is bigger than that. Anyway, peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all back to life. I don't care if it was only a few of y'all in here today. We talked about what we needed to talk about, and I appreciate y'all coming through. So please, please share the show. Please subscribe to the channel. Please make sure that you hit the like button. We will see y'all tomorrow, 1 o'clock, 1:30-ish, for another Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I hope y'all enjoy listening to the show as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. So I'm going to holler back, and I, 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 I.